It's June 16th, 2009. Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. I apologize for my absence from 4MR the past few weeks due to health issues, but I'm doing much better now, thanks. Today's special edition of 4MR looks at the way social media and Twitter have played vital roles in the breaking news from Iran. Last Friday's presidential election was declared in favor of incumbent Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, though many reformists believe their candidate, Mir Hossein Mousavi, really won. There have been daily protests in Tehran, with minute-by-minute updates coming on Twitter under the hashtag #IranElection. While the Iranian government had cracked down on the opposition and blocked access to many websites and even text messaging and cell service, the protesters have retaliated by hacking government websites and have continued to spread the word through Twitter, which is very difficult to block because people can access Twitter through many third-party applications. The turmoil in Iran proved again that social media sites such as Facebook, Flickr, YouTube, and Twitter can provide raw accounts, video, and photos from breaking news events while larger media outlets are scrambling. A case in point was last Saturday night, around midnight, when Marshall Kirkpatrick noticed that CNN.com was not covering the Iran story on its website or on TV, leading to the CNN fail hashtag on Twitter. Eventually, CNN had to respond to the hashtag and gave full-blown coverage to the Iran story on Sunday. Its Twitter-obsessed host, Rick Sanchez, eventually responded to the criticism on air, saying, "Frankly, it's a compliment that you expected us to cover it more than our competitors, and we did." Finally, the most difficult task in following Iranian news online is finding out which sources are authentic in their accounts. There's already been a video circulated that turned out to be 2 years old, and then came rumors that the Iranian intelligence agents were setting up accounts on Twitter and spreading false information. Once again, there's a role for editors and journalists to play in filtering all the accounts on social media, helping to vet them and provide context. And now for sounds of conflict. YouTube's Citizen News channel has a playlist of 14 videos taken from the streets of Tehran. We're playing a couple of them so you can hear the sounds of what's going on there. The first clip was posted by Farhad43 and includes gunshots by authorities during a street protest. The second clip posted by Irani64 is the sound of people shouting Allah o Akbar, or God is Great, from their rooftops, a protest chant that's happening spontaneously each night. Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what places online do you trust most for news about the Iranian protests? Our last poll question was, what do you think about the Wall Street Journal's social media guidelines? Here's how readers answered. 35% said they should just tell people to use common sense. 27% said they're too heavy-handed. 19% said they're a good idea. And 8% said, why have them at all? Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.